many of you cry. Brother, brother, brother.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie in this, the final segment of our broadcast on this first day of the new year. And remembering the 39th President of the United States of America, not only based upon my own presence there, not in the Oval Office on a daily basis, but serving in the West Wing of the White House and the domestic policy staff for all of the important accomplishments of this president. And pushing back today on this notion that his presidency somehow was unsuccessful and that his post-presidency, which we know well, was hugely successful, somehow eclipsed the things that he did during the 4 years that he was our chief executive. Listen to what Jimmy Carter said at the time of his campaign, the first campaign for the presidency. He talked about the future of America that animated the things that indeed he did during the course of those 4 years as the president. He said, "I see an America that has turned away from scandals and corruption." Of course, he's making reference to what he was coming off of at the time, which was the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon. He said, "I see an American president who governs with vigor and vision and affirmative leadership." And indeed, he did. He said, "A president who is not isolated from our people, but a president who feels your pain and who shares your dreams." He said, "I see an America on the move again, united, its wounds healed. An America entering its third century with confidence and competence and compassion. An America that lives up to the majesty of its Constitution and the simple decency of its people. That," he said, "is my vision of America. I hope you share it. And I hope you will help me fight for it." Indeed, that is what animated an awful lot of what Jimmy Carter did. It is sometimes, again, in the public domain, almost taken as an act of faith that Jimmy Carter's presidency was not successful. And although we recognize hugely that his post-presidency was a time of great accomplishment, much of which we're going to talk about in future broadcasts this week on not only on Amicus, a Law Review this coming Saturday, but also tomorrow, December 2nd, on the John and Gordy Show. On Friday on Up North News, on the Dom Salvia Show on Friday afternoon, we're going to talk about all kinds of things related to Jimmy Carter and his legacy post-presidency, but also during his presidency itself. In addition to creating this national energy policy that we talked about already, including conservation, price controls, and new technology, ahead of its time, language and policies that would find a good place, a warm place in the policy discussion right now about climate issues and the future of the planet. He was talking about that in the 1970s and working toward the things that today we would embrace as absolutely necessary to the future of our planet. But beyond that, we know that Jimmy Carter successfully pursued those Camp David Accords that brought together Egypt and Israel for the first time. Beginning again at Camp David, but working on that for a long period of time to begin to lay the groundwork for some level of peace in the Middle East. The Camp David Accords, those have not only his pen, but also his insight and perspective all over them. The Panama Canal treaties, recently once again in the news as the incoming president, Donald Trump, talks critically about Jimmy Carter and Jimmy Carter's negotiation of a treaty that turned that Panama Canal over to the Panamanians to the betterment of our globe, not only the Panamanian government, but also the United States government and any other country that chooses to use the Panama Canal for its commerce and its good movement going forward. The Panama Canal treaties, that was a part of the legacy of Jimmy Carter as the president. He pursued also the second round of strategic arms limitation talks, significant in attempting to reduce the threat that all of us continue to face, plainly, of nuclear proliferation and nuclear annihilation. He talked a lot about the future of a nation, a future of a planet, all sorts of countries that limit those strategic arms that could destroy who we are. He confronted what's called stagflation. His administration established the U.S. Department of Energy and the Department of Education, both of those created, again, respectively, because of his commitment to energy and
in the future and a safe and secure planet. And yes, indeed, he was also an education planet president. It was during his term where the Department of Education was created, a department that the incoming president, as we know well, is proposing to rescind, to remove and to bring to an end. The Department of Education doing an awful lot of things immediately after its creation, but also in the many years since that time to ensure equities and the provision of monies and resources for education in America, our young people and people beyond their youth. That was the brainchild, that was the product of the Jimmy Carter administration. Now, the end of his presidency, as we all know, was marked by the Iran-Contra crisis, and there was and this energy crisis that was due to the Iranian Revolution. We had the Three Mile Island accident, but he also established diplomatic relations with China and also engaged in many, many other overseas attempts to keep our world safer and more secure. After leaving the presidency, of course, the Carter Center was the basis upon which all of his post-presidency work was pursued. We'll talk more about that as we remember Jimmy Carter. In these days, following his death recently, he will be lying in state on the 9th of January. That plainly will focus our attention once again on the legacy that is our 39th president, a legacy that I would say needs to be revisited today to identify the accomplishments that were his during his 4 years in the White House. I appreciate so much your spending this first day of January and of the new year with me and my terrific producer, Cardi. Stay with us for all these future broadcasts here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Happy New Year, everyone.